Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Best of Table Manners so far. We've been away in Greece and I've been in the studio, so we thought we'd give you a little amuse-bouche to listen to whilst Mum starts firing up her kitchen again for Series 4 guests, which is coming very, very soon. Mum, how was your holiday?
Well, fabulous.
How was your holiday, baby Burrows? We did eat quite well in
Greece. Yep.
We got some ideas for Season 4.
Yep.
What was your favourite moment during the podcast so far, I want to know?
Of which season?
Mum, we've got three to choose
Crikey.
From.
Crikey. Well, I always say this, meeting Daniel Kaluuya.
This is really
I'm
mean.
A bit slightly obsessed with him.
Yeah, and there was somebody right. else in the room at the same
meeting
time.
Meeting Joe Dempsey and Daniel Kaluuya.
There you go. We did have fun.
Alan Carr, I don't think I've ever laughed so much in the whole of my life.
I feel like Alan should be somebody that comes back every series.
Yes.
Because it was just
such fun. But I don't think
funny.
I've ever had anyone rinse me quite as badly as that without any resistance.
I love you using the word rinse. So on this Best of Table Manners so far, we've got Sam Smith's Gollum impression. Alan Carr tells us about Adele marrying him. And Felix White, one of my best friends from childhood and from the Maccabees and also a record exec and cricket extraordinaire, talks about how I forced him to be my boyfriend at primary school. Yeah. It's all lies. He really wanted to be. There's also the Oh, you want to say something? What do you want to say?
Mummy.
Oh, okay. Should we talk about the time that Mummy had to order Deliveroo for the George Ezra episode and everything went wrong in the kitchen? That was bad. That was really bad. That's up on there.
It was funny then.
It was a short rib disaster. And Stacey Dooley's, as she puts it, dump in a box. We are so excited that Stacey Dooley is doing Strictly as
so
well.
So happy.
So happy. Good luck, Stacey. We love you.
I hope we'll be able to go and see her.
I know. I did actually do a little. I slid in her DMs to kind of have the conversation about potentially going. But
someone's
you know if you go, you can't go for a wee for the whole time.
I know.
And we've got the wonderful Sandy Toksvig, the best woman in the world, rewriting women's history. I would also like to say, anybody who believes in women's equality, please go and sign up to the Women's Equality Party. It's incredible. It's important. And Sandy Toksvig is a wonderful, wonderful woman and so impressive. And we loved her. And I loved it, particularly when she told you that your clementine cake wouldn't make it in Bake Off.
Huh. Yeah. Well, I haven't tried for Bake Off, so I don't need to.
Listen and enjoy, and we'll be back very soon with Season 4. We're so excited to give you more, and we've loved meeting each and every guest we've cooked for. So please keep sending your guest suggestions, and please send them into @TableManners Podcast on Instagram. We are listening to you, and we are on it, and we are still recruiting for Series 4.
Who have people most wanted to come on Table Manners?
I think lots of people want Nigella.
Wow. Do you think we can get her?
Let's see what we can do.
Wow.
People wanted Mo the Comedian, and Ellie Goulding was in there.
She's just got engaged.
She has.
Mazel tov, Ellie. Bit busy with Wedman, probably.
Okay, maybe. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy Table Manners so far.
I thought Mexico was in Europe until last year. I got a plane with my manager and he said, and I didn't have any hand luggage. And he was like, why have you not got any hand luggage? And I was like, it's just like a 2-hour plane journey to Mexico. And he was like, no, Sam. Where do you think Mexico is? And I thought Mexico was like near Germany. Because if you look at pictures, it looks very Spanish. Not that Spain is near Germany, but it looks very Spanish and everyone speaks Spanish, and I just didn't realise it was so far away.
So, had you packed correctly?
Nope.
Why are you in Mexico on a holiday?
No, just gigs. Got a shock of my life. It's a 12-hour plane journey.
Very different to Spain and Germany.
Can I whip cream with a hand blender?
I'm not fucking whipping it for like, I've got one of those bloody things, I just can't find them.
Hold on, Mum. Mum, we need whipped cream. This is going to be an issue.
Have you got a whisk?
I don't mind having non-whipped cream.
No, I mind.
How do you whip cream?
Have you got ice cream as well?
So this is an absolute mess, Mum. Hold on. I found a whisk.
Okay, well that could take 20 minutes.
Oh, hold on, no.
That could take 20 minutes. Oh my God, look at that whisk.
Should I just try and do it for a bit? Yeah. I mean, how long is it going to take?
A little while, darling.
Think of those arm muscles, babe.
No, haven't been able to work out for ages. I just have one Pete Sampras, like, bloody bicep. Oh no, Mum, it's already whipping.
Good.
Oh my God, I'm incredible.
Whip it good. Into
Was
shape.
It real?
Oh.
It's not too late.
I've overdone it. How did you do that?
Oh my God, that's whipped so quickly.
No, what the fuck?
We froze our guinea pigs by accident when we were kids.
What? How did you freeze?
We left them in the garage and they froze.
Shit.
I know, but we thought garage was warm.
Hard.
Yeah. And we put like padding and everything there, but they died.
Oh my God.
We had a nightmare as kids with pets. We had like all our hamsters got eaten by the cat.
Oh yeah, the gerbil, yeah.
Jar Jar Binks was my first hamster, just got mutilated.
Oh, sorry, can you please, just because...
Oh, God.
No, it's just because I feel like not enough people know how... Well, I mean, a lot of people know you're funny, but, like, I've never... No, it's going to be really embarrassing for you, but I don't care. Do your impersonation that I love you to do.
Colin.
Yeah.
It's going to sound weird with a cold.
No, it's going to sound amazing.
You stupid fat hobbit. It's good, isn't it? You ruined it. My precious. Is it good?
So good.
Very good.
My precious.
Now you've got the role.
Throw the buttons.
It's so good. That leads me to my next question. What is your comfort food?
Crunchy peanut butter with jam on a cinnamon bagel with loads of butter toasted with a glass of milk.
Oh, sweet. Oh, that's a nice one. Yeah. And why is that? Does it take you back to your childhood?
Yeah, my grandma used to... My grandma was the reason why I got fat. She used to feed me up. My mum and dad would be like... You need to stop eating. When I was like 13, because I was getting huge. And grandma would be like, he's young, he's growing, let him eat. And my parents were really strict, so they were like, he can't eat bad food. And I have a very fond memory of my grandma waking me up at 3 a.m. in my summer holidays and taking me downstairs and just sitting with me on the kitchen bench, just feeding me peanut butter and jam. On a spoon.
I love her.
Yeah, she was amazing.
Which grandma was it? Your mum's mum?
It's my mum's mum, yeah. She was incredible. Incredible.
When did she pass away?
When I was 19. She got really sick and we thought she was going to die and we all said her goodbyes and then she had another year.
Oh, just good.
Yeah, and she was amazing. She was smoking weed to the very end. Because she was in so much pain, they just gave her weed. Oh, so she was just high, basically, for the last year of her life. She had a fabulous time. She had a fabulous time.
We're unable to sit down and do an intro, so we're doing it from the kitchen because we are still cooking. This is a pretty
not
big
too
one.
Much, not too much.
I'm pissed off. This is a pretty...
Jackie, shut up. That's enough. Shit me. Olive oil.
This is quite a big one. This is a... We've got kind of three podcast people. Royalty coming over. How many?
One, two, three.
They are... A trio who were made famous by one of their dad's literature, racy literature. It's Jamie James and Alice of My Dad Wrote a Porno, and I feel like we're idiots for not doing more innuendos with this menu, Mum.
Can you just massage?
Oh.
Yeah.
basically, he put this really lovely Laura Ashley wallpaper up that was just covered in pomegranates.
Oh.
And because my mum doesn't listen to the podcast,
she didn't know what that meant for about six months.
She thought it was lovely.
Did he do it as an in-joke?
Yes, of course he did, because he's an absolute rogue.
He's naughty. Oh,
yeah. Nobody's just trolling your mum at any opportunity.
Every time she walked into her own home, she was just in a shrine to my dad's
Manchester
hall.
I quite
like to see the pomegranate wallpaper. Oh my God, imagine.
Next time you're there.
Where do you live?
We actually don't live in Manchester anymore, so I can tell you, I grew up in Altrincham.
Oh, did you?
I just went to Detroit and it'll be like the Motown Museum.
Hitsville!
We've got a name!
To Clipsville.
Never thought that would be so
good. Yeah, wow. Well,
who said this wasn't a brainstorming set, guys? Come on.
So, so there's the name of the theme park as well. Great.
Okay, meeting adjourned. Thanks, guys.
Does your partner wear Crocs?
Yes.
I knew it.
Loves Crocs. But then
they love Crocs, the country people.
But the thing is, I sometimes pop his Crocs on because I'm lazy to go and like muck
Alan,
out.
Don't let standards drop.
Well, listen, love, you know the holes in them. You tread in cow shit, then that goes in the holes. So then you're sort of making shit tagliatelle because it's just sort of moulded out.
Just where you're hunters.
I mean, so, you know, even in this kind of weather, you're like, oh, can't be, you know, I'm getting to that age where bending down to put wellies on and I'm not born to wear wellies. So you, but then I've learnt my lesson and then, you know, you get like cow shit in between your toes when you're wearing Birkenstocks. Oh.
Alan, can I just say something? What, you look so young.
You're joking.
You know.
What's in
the I haven't got my glasses.
Oh, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Your skin is beautiful.
Your skin is
you
good.
You look gorgeous.
Do you know
you look glowing. Much younger than
everyone says that. Everyone says that. But do you know, when I was up until 22, I had psoriasis, you know, all over, you know, singing detective. Yeah. And I wonder whether, because, you know, your skin just regenerates quicker when you've got psoriasis.
It's been like a peel.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, first half of my life, it looked like I'd been dipped in Alpen. It was so flaky. And then you'll be in your mini and you put, like, the old blower on. It's like a snow globe. But,
So, hold on, like, you've got dewy skin. Like, it's glowy. It's dewy.
Oh, that's very sad. And I don't put anything on it.
So when did it go?
Nothing.
It just went... Well, you know the old Greek thing? You know your body changes every 7 years?
No, I don't know this.
Oh, my God. Your ears change shape every 7 years.
I didn't know that.
The Greeks say and your whole... Everything changed. You rejuvenate every 7 years. And it stopped when I was 21.
What do you mean rejuvenate? You get younger.
When I started getting migraines at 14, and then it all sort of goes in within the sevens for me. And then the psoriasis just stopped at 21.
Oh, so it's a 7-year cycle.
Yeah, I think it's a 7-year cycle, but you change. And I've changed every 7 years.
So what happened at 28?
I got gangrene. No. I go, well, I'm trying to think of an illness that would be quite politically correct. no, it's just funny, isn't it? Just 7 years
look
for me.
Gorgeous.
Oh, that's
honestly,
very sweet.
Really handsome.
Can we talk about the wedding at all?
Of course you can.
Because I feel like everyone kind of knows about the wedding.
Yes.
Was that a bit of an accident or was it just kind of like...
Well, we had one. Oh, you know,
I'm sure we'd love to know more.
Yes, of course. But the thing is, I just don't want to get into the... Well, all I talk about is Adele. But I mean, this is it. Right. We told... No, I know. We told her we're going to get married. And she went, oh my God, I want to do the special day. I said, okay, that's fine. And she went, and I also want to marry you. I said, oh my God. I said, that you really don't have to do that. She went, no, I am. You know, she's lying. She must be one of my sheep. And... And so, yeah, we had it in her back garden.
In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles.
How many people came?
Me, her, a partner, and two of our friends who lived down the road there.
It was Pink's, really intimate.
Really intimate. Pink's guitarist and then a backing singer, Claire, who's a gorgeous singer. She sings with Tina Turner and Taylor Swift and everything. And so it was just magical when we went there and she'd got a man playing a grand piano in her back garden, this massive wall of roses, fresh roses,
gorgeous.
Everything. And it was just the best. And then she just did the vows and then she sang our song. And then the car, a limo turns up outside. Yeah. We've just married on and we all get in there. And then we go to this private jet and we fly to see Celine Dion.
Shut up.
I know.
Vegas.
I know.
Did you not know about
No, I didn't know. I didn't know. And then she takes us to this Michelin starred restaurant in a private room. And I said, listen, I said, right, Adele, said, I'm paying for this now. I'm paying for this. Too late. I said, no, come on. Let me pay for that. And she wouldn't have any. She's the most generous, loveliest person ever. And then, of course, as you know, I've drank and ate the whole day, you know, blotchy, typical like that. So even though I have got amazing skin, sometimes it does go blotchy. And so I'm like, oh, we're in this obviously holding room backstage. And then there's the Celine Dion merchandising.
Yeah.
So I think, oh, I can't wait to get. So I get the leggings on, Celine Dion leggings.
She doesn't. Leggings.
I get the hoodie. On.
Is she on the leggings?
Yeah. I got the hoodie and the hat on. I'm like,
you're going away out.
I'm like, wait, yeah. Honeymoon here I come. So I go, oh, I'm so relaxed. So I've got all my suit, my carrier bag. Yeah. Lovely. I'm relaxed to watch this concert. And then Adele goes, come on then, let's go and let's go and get. And then as we turn the corner, we go into this room. The curtain comes down. Celine Dion goes, I believe congratulations are in order, because that's what she sounds like, a Bond villain. And I went, oh my God, Adele, you never told me I'm meeting her. And I am top to toe in Celine Dion merchandise. And you know when someone starts talking to you, like, hello, have you come far? I'm like, no, this isn't what it looks like. I have got married and I'm not a stalker or a mad fan. I mean, I look like proper bucket list, you know.
Oh my God.
This is my last.
Make a wish.
Yeah, I know. That's what it felt like. I'm like, I am a super fan. But she was so lovely. It was just the most amazing.
What's your favourite Celine Dion song?
Oh, I like all of it. What's the one? Oh, well, all by myself. Don't wanna be.
Yes, yeah. All in the mouth.
Well,
yeah, she hits the notes.
And she was spot on.
Coming up on Table Manners this evening, we have George Ezra.
Excited.
Are you though?
Yeah.
But I'm really annoyed.
Oh, I'm looking fine. Is that the... What? What's it go? Ooh.
I'm imagining you going out of the house looking in the mirror going,
oh,
I'm looking fine.
What is it?
No, it's not. That could almost be like a bird's eye.
What is it?
It's I lose it all.
Oh, I lose it all. Yeah. Okay.
And it's over you.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm over you. We'll get him to sing a few chords.
Maybe he'll duet, Mum.
My God, yes.
We've got a situation. As I asked Mum to look at the beef, I pulled it out and I said, I'm worried it's a bit tough.
This is the most expensive rib of beef I've ever seen that you cook for like a very short time, like a roast.
So I asked Sam to get the short ribs that had been ordered by Becky. Yeah. He picked them up. Babe, what did you say?
I said, I'm here to pick up the ribs. The table
Did you
manners.
Say short ribs?
I said ribs.
They would have changed
it.
It's not his fault. They would have put it.
You've got a very expensive cut of meat here.
Yeah, but that's overcooked. Never mind. It will taste delicious.
No, it won't.
It will.
I'm very upset about this.
I'm very hungry.
George, I'm sorry. This has never happened on Table Manners. And I'm very embarrassed about this.
Show. I've never done short ribs. I didn't know that they were supposed to look like that.
Mum, save this meal. Save this bloody meal.
They're not short. They're
Can you give
massive
me a pan
rib.
To make gravy?
I'm upset for George.
Jesse,
should I just
pan.
Get a takeaway?
No. It'll be fine. I'll cook
it's
it up.
It tastes like shit.
Let me try it.
It's beyond overcooked.
It's beyond overcooked. that's a boot.
I need something beefy.
My pelvic floor isn't strong enough for this. I'm very upset.
Right, I'm going to cut this.
Hold on. That's the sound of a long rib. They're bigger than my child's leg.
Jessie forced me to go out with her when I was about 9 or 10.
You're not the
and I remember this as well. I was kind of in the corner of a classroom and Jessie literally cornered me and said, you're gonna be my boyfriend.
Jessica.
Didn't stop you kissing me throughout our teenage years. So there you go.
Do you want to do it chronologically or not? So
yeah, let's stick with the chronology
of it. Let's start at the start. And I said, I don't think I want that, really, to be your boyfriend. And she said, no, you have to.
I don't believe, I think you're
I remember you came closer to me, and then so I said, all right, I'll do it.
She was oh my God,
like, I was like, grooming him.
Anyway, it didn't work, did it?
Oh, please, road rage over here, please. Should we tell everybody about when you got fish and chips thrown over you by the van driver because you told him to fuck off or something?
No, I did not tell him.
What happened? Did you get mushy peas?
I said, he was going at 10 miles an hour down Acre Lane.
Right.
And when I drew up alongside him and I said, do I have to go at 10 miles an hour because you're eating your lunch? And he said, have some, and threw it in my face.
Fee, mm-hmm. What is your worst table manner of somebody else's worst table manner? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. Do you know one weird thing I don't like? In a restaurant, when people are still eating and the waiter comes and takes plates away from people.
In America.
All the time.
It's a thing in America.
I don't know why that should be offensive.
Because it makes you feel like you're slow. Quite slow. Like mum and I finished like
yeah. This is normally I'm really, really fast.
He has been talking
I know,
more.
Why are you being so... Yeah, you usually like wolf it now.
Because that used to be my thing, eat, because there was three of us. There was three of you as well. But we used to eat so quickly, used to get the whatever...
Yeah. Jessie, well, everyone had to eat quickly. I still to have beat that, Jessie. Never share a meal with Jessie. She says, "Oh, let's have this, and this. We'll share." And me, Sam, and Alex are going, "No."
Always love food, Jess.
We wanted to talk about eat my words. Eat your words.
Yeah, can we do it?
Well, seeing as this is a food podcast and it is quite funny.
Yeah, when so? Yeah.
And you were 11.
Yeah, Felix, you introduce this.
Okay,
on my 16th birthday, Felix brought the video out.
Yeah, anyway.
I don't think I've ever laughed so much. I actually felt...
Have you still got the video?
Yeah, I've still got it, yeah. Oh, my God. Joe got mugged a bit and asked it back.
You didn't!
Because after my party, you all got mugged at the end of the road.
And then we had to come back to the house.
And Mum went and tried to find them all, didn't you?
You came with me, darling.
We got mugged, you gave us all whiskey. I remember, we were only about 15.
You got punched.
To get over the shock. All right, so we went to primary school together, as you described. And when we were, must have been about 9 or 10,
mm-hmm.
people came round asking for kids that wanted to be on
I think we just got
show.
Picked.
I think we just, or people came to class and you had to draw a picture or tell a story or something.
God,
and
you
they
have
went
such a better memory.
And they went, all right, you six are in, or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
And me and you were two of the people that got chosen, and it was being chosen for a... ITV children's TV show called Eat Your Words, which Simon Parkin presented.
Yeah.
And it was on at about 3:30, 4 a.m.
In the morning.
Yeah, who's up
Your
there?
Dad was the only person who recorded it.
My dad, because my dad got up to watch all of them and recorded them, but the motive basically of this TV show was you had to ask, you had to answer inanely simple questions, but if you happened to get them wrong, you had to eat a disgusting forfeit.
Yeah.
And if you ate a disgusting forfeit, then you bizarrely got more points than you did if you got the question right.
Yeah. So
I'm first, and Jessie's next after me. No, well, Jessie's first, and they asked Jessie what the fifth letter of the alphabet is. The alphabet's written out in front of her. She goes F.
Been good on TV.
And they go, okay, well, you're going with F. Are you sure? Are you sure F? And Jessie looks at it again. She goes, I'm definitely going F. And then I'm looking across at her going, Jessie, with my buck teeth because I hadn't had my teeth straightened yet.
Oh, sure? Jessie had a red denim jacket, pink denim jacket on.
Yeah. Are you sure it's F? Jessie goes, no, I'm 100% it's F. Anyway, it wasn't F. The fifth letter of the alphabet is E. Especially if it was written out in front of you. But they said, don't worry, Jessie.
you, as long as you eat one of these disgusting forfeits,
what was
you'll be
it?
Fine. So Jessie had to eat
cold peas.
You
or
might
something.
Remember better.
Did I get the pickled onion and custard, or did I get
cold custard and carrots? Maybe. Which, anyway,
oh yeah.
It's a deeply frustrating memory for me because Jessie just wolfed down all the disgusting
and got most points
forfeits, and she knocked me out. Just by the fact that they were like,
not
well, and how was that? And how was that? And she'd be like, no, it's all right, that was good.
It wasn't intellect.
Was it disgusting?
Greed.
She'd be like, no.
Tactical.
That's thing. Pretty good.
It's just like,
Jessie, maybe so you should go and I'm a celebrity.
Oh, no fucking way. I got asked for that bloody Bear Grylls, like, Celebrity Island thing. Everyone would have seen what a nightmare Jewish princess I am.
You got asked to go on
yeah.
Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
What was it called?
The Island.
What, you have to...
Fuck that. Like, I'm a Jewish princess. Why the fuck would I want to be on a fucking deserted island where I can't eat? And sorry.
Yeah, let's not swear as much.
But that was tactical. That was a tactical fee. Just, you know, maybe I could play cricket.
Do you think you realistically will be on a reality TV show?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Which one would you be on?
Strictly.
Just so you lose the weight and you get to dance. That is really funny about Eat Your Words and quite... appropriate for this.
Yeah, anyway, years later, when we were, Jessie, your 16th birthday.
Yeah, you bought the
after
video.
Leaving your house, we all got mugs of everything we had.
Can I know, but like...
Some might be living in a rough
but
area.
But also, no, we were the most innocent kids, because teenagers.
Yeah, well, that's
it
why we got mugs.
It was an afternoon tea party
no,
on a
Jessie.
Sunday. Yes,
it was afternoon
babe.
Tea
fee. That was the joke of it. It was on Sunday, on an afternoon.
No, it was pitch and you black pay, out you, there. It was dangerous
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, because it's October.
And you right. left about 7.
Oh, really? That's not my memory of it at all. But that's
it definitely
right.
was afternoon.
How many times have you been mugged, though?
Enough. Anyway,
and your dad had to come and pick you up.
Did he?
I had to ring him and say, Felix has been mugged but is okay. Did we call the police?
Oh, we know. Did. You think you are the police. You think you... Oh, I am the law.
We went out, Jessie and I, like vigilantes.
No shotgun. Come at you.
You went out looking for them. You went
yeah,
out
we did.
Them.
Me and Jessie did. We went looking for them and the police then said to me, I'd just like to warn you, Miss Wells, you know, leave the policing to us.
When we got mugs, one of they nicked the video, the Eat Your Words video. I'd taken it up, and I thought, "Fuck, I'm
not
never
that.
Gonna get that
not
back.
That.
Anything but that." So I just gathered all the courage I had just to run back to the pack of kids, and I just located the guy that I thought would be most understanding. I just went, "Mate, I'm so sorry. So I know you just say it, but there's a video in all that stuff you've got, which I just don't think it's going to be of any use to you. Like, I really need it." And he went back and he had a long discussion, like all the heads in, and then he come back with the VHS.
So is it true there were?
Well done, you're so brave. Yeah.
Is it true there were some girls in the gang? Fee,
Lenny,
no,
don't
no,
stitch
no.
me up on
we
podcast.
We have had girls mugging. Around.
Were there girls?
No, no,
no. But there were girls mugged Tommy Stubbington. Do you remember coming off the school bus? And he's like 6'3".
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Been to Barry's boot camp today, so I'm going
to eat a lot.
I'm going to eat loads.
What was Barry's boot camp like?
I nearly threw up.
Why?
I kind of smashed the first round on the treadmill, because you go on the treadmill and then off the treadmill and do floor stuff and alternate. I kind of smacked it because I just kind of wanted to impress this beautiful woman next to me. And then I was done in, and then you had two more goes on it.
didn't do so well, but saw about her numbers on her speed and thought, well, I'm doing more than her, so I'm kind of still smacking it. And then after the second round, she said, oh, don't watch my numbers. I'm 7 months pregnant. And I felt like shit after that. She looked amazing.
What was she doing at Barry's boot camp?
Looking amazing and keeping fit.
Why wasn't she just eating chocolates and sitting at home?
Because she's not us, Mum.
That's the problem.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So, Stacey Dooley coming up on Table Manners. We are going to talk about a bit about food. This is supposed to be a food podcast, but I do have so many questions.
Die for food.
Really?
I'm a massive... I mean, do you know what? I'm not particularly fussy. I think because I travel so much, I'll eat anything.
Right.
Except one time when I was in the Ivory Coast, they said, would you like some chicken? I said, yeah, I'll have some chicken. And then I promise you, it's a true story. I saw them stuffing dynamite down the ground.
You're joking.
I thought, I'm not getting fucking chicken. I'm getting rat. And about 4.5 hours later, this meat came out. And, you know, they didn't have anything. So you're sort of delighted that they've kind of, you know, included you.
Effort, yeah.
So I think I ate rat.
How did it taste?
I know everyone says this, but it was just like chicken. So I did.
That's good to know.
So if you have a skin or we've got no chicken, we could just go to
have plenty of happy
London
rats.
Town. I mean,
amazing.
Colorado.
I want to know because, you know, we're doing a podcast and we like to take it beyond food.
Yes.
And you do have a knack of being able to get the answers out of people. And I know, do you think it's just. Is there a talent with... Can you give me any tips, basically?
Of getting information out of people?
Yes.
I think... This has worked for me a couple of times. I think there has to be, irrespective of what they've done or who they are or, you know, where they're coming from, I think there has to be a certain level of respect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're throwing yourself into their world and you might sort of fiercely disagree, sort of fundamentally disagree, you know, you have barely anything in common, but they have given you the time to talk to you. And so I think you have to just, you can't go in sort of shouting and bawling. And I've learned that because I did at the start, I was so opinionated and it's great to have opinions and it's great to sort of, you know, stand true to, you know, stand to what you believe in and all the rest of it, but you've got to let the other person speak and you can't understand where they're coming from if you don't give them that platform. So I think it's just very calm, you know, very kind of chilled, sort of very neutral at the start. And I think when you've got to ask tricky questions, I'm quite tactile. So if I've got to sort of go in with a real blower, I sort of just touch the elbow.
You are quite tactile. You do. You've touched my shoulder quite a few times. What do you want from me?
What do you want? I've already fed you. Yeah. But I love my job.
Do you think it helps that you're a woman? And I don't want to. Do you think it helps that you're a woman?
I think in some situations it does. Okay. I think it can either help or hinder. It depends where you are. I think in some countries where we're all sort of male dominated and there's sort of a real lack of respect for women, they don't take you seriously and they'll talk through your male director. But there are other situations where I look like a scruffy 20-year-old student and they're like, oh, realistic, what's she gonna do, you know? So they guard down and they talk in a way that perhaps they wouldn't if I was sort of stood there 50 years old with white hair and a navy suit. So I do think it sort of swings and roundabouts. I think in some situations
I also, you know, you're going into these conflict zones and you talked about wanting a family and, you know, how do you feel like that works with your job?
That's a really good question. I feel like at the minute I'm more willing to put myself in dangerous situations because I haven't got babies. And, you know, it would be devastating if anything happened. But, you know, at the minute I'm just my own woman. I think when I do, if I'm lucky enough, I mean, you just assume that you can have them. If I'm lucky enough to have babies, I don't think I will... I still want to show my baby that I'm strong and I'm, you know, principled and mum work, you know, mums have to work. I still will definitely work, but I'll be more selective in terms of where I go.
Right.
Yeah, you can't leave them, can you, to sort of fend for themselves.
So we've heard about the dynamite rat.
The rat. Mm-hmm.
You've been all around the world. Japan's been your favourite food. Mm-hmm. Any more food stories?
Any interesting food stories. I mean, India, have you been to India?
Yes.
Food in India is beautiful, but it doesn't matter how many times I go. I've probably been Certainly four or five
still
times.
Still get diarrhea.
I'm so ill. I can't keep it down. And there was a really embarrassing time. I was really, really poorly. I've also got this... I mean, I shouldn't really say this, but I've also got this issue where...
is it about your bowels?
If I need this, please.
I love talking about poo.
So if I eat something...
Yeah, and you want to go straight away.
Well, if I need to go, I need...
Me too.
...to go.
I'm excited.
And I've been caught short a couple of times, like abroad. So I've eaten really amazing foods. You know, it's like, you sort of... I want to eat what the locals eat because I'm so cultured.
You're
and
mad.
I'm so, you know, I've got my finger on the pulse. I'm here and I want to eat. Anyway, so I go for it showing off, eat.
Yeah.
And then I nearly need a shit.
Yeah.
And I've, a couple of times, like in India, like kind of on the street, like, and this beautiful little Indian woman sort of holding my hair and I was being sick everywhere. And it was fucking, I had a sweet.
You shitting at the same time?
I'm shitting and being sick everywhere.
Mate.
Then.
That's a shocker.
Listen to this. When I was in, when I was in Thailand, Joyce, my director, she directed that as well. I said, Joyce, I'm fucking desperate for the toilet. I think I'd eaten like an insect off a stick or whatever. You know, in the markets.
God. Why? Are you mad?
I know, it's so silly. I'm like a glutton for punishment.
Just have a pad thai, babe.
Why can't you have mango sticky rice like everyone else? So I'd eaten, I'd been shown off the market. Minutes. And then I said, Joyce, I really, really need the toilet. I'm desperate. She says, we can't stop here. We're on, like, you know, them freeways in Bangkok, they've got like 800 lanes.
Anywhere.
So I couldn't stop. And it was traffic was mental. And I thought, and my friend Mabeen, who's a guy, we were in this big van. I said, oh, look, I need the toilet. And we had an ice box.
You have to.
You know, and there you keep the water and the cans. And I just said, look, can you all put the music on really loud and just put the windows down and just don't ever talk about this ever again. I took all the cans of drink out of the ice bucket, out of the ice box and shit all in the ice box.
I love you.
I mean.
I respect
that. I just
can't. But what would you do?
And then I had the ice box. I had this ice box full of shit. And I was just sitting in the car with the ice box with shit on my lap because I couldn't throw it out. You know, I was on the freeway. And then I had to wait until we got to the hotel and empty it down the drain.
Mate, I respect that. I thought pissing in a bottle in the back of a splitter was impressive. But no, that is far more impressive.
Shit in an ice box.
My aim was good in a bottle. In the back of a splitter van.
But it's so hard. My
husband put poo in the fridge this week. A stool sample.
Oh, Jesse, stop it.
No, his shit. Yes,
in my fridge when he's got a bug. He's talking about having a parasite from Goa. He has not got a parasite from Goa. And he's putting shit when I've got Stacey Dooley coming over.
Jesse, you got Stacey fucking Dooley coming round.
So if you shit have a dicky tummy, blame my husband.
I know who to blame.
Yeah.
Sam too. The thing is with me, I never learn. It's like... I've just got bad tummy because it happened again. I mean, you would think once in your lifetime that would be enough, right? Shitting in a car in a box. Mm. When I was driving from Vegas to LA, sound really high end, but you know, with work, we and actually it was ST and I, we're sort of really going for it. We'd rented this
ST,
Mustang.
ST, personal training,
Sam,
boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just so we know.
And I had bought a pair of fancy shoes, like Philip Lim heels,
lovely,
because they were half price in this boutique
you
in
like
Vegas.
A bargain, don't you?
I'd die for a bargain.
It's not what you spend; it's what you save, as my mum says.
It's true. You've got to select them pieces wisely. So I'd bought these shoes, really felt the part, and I'd kept them in the box because you know the box was lovely. And let's be honest, it's all about the packaging. So the roof was down, the music was on, sort of repping the UK, listening to our grime, showing off in my sunglasses, approaching LA on
and
the freeway, and I need a shit. So I said to Sam, I really need a toilet. He says, Stacey, you're not a child. Like, we'll literally be there in half an hour.
That's what people don't understand when you've got
we'll be there
a bad
in half
term.
That's what I'm saying. I said, Sam, look, I don't want to kick off. I don't want to have a row on the freeway going into LA, but I really, really need a dump. Like, we're going to have to stop. He says, Stacey, I can't go anywhere. So I got the Philip Lim box.
Oh,
I got the shoes. And I said, can you put the roof up, please? I need some privacy. He said, you're outrageous. He said, I'm not going to be able to have sex with you for a very long time if I have to watch you shit in that box.
I love that your colleagues, you were like, put the windows down, please. Never talk about it. And you're like, put the roof up, like hot box this fucking vehicle.
I said, put the roof up. I said, put the windows up, put the roof
up. But he should have stopped.
He should have stopped.
Yeah.
He said there was nowhere to stop.
Oh, he could have stopped somewhere.
I'm with you, girl. But anyway, so I shit in the Philip Lim box. And Sam was totally mortified. And he was right, we didn't have sex for a few days because he probably couldn't look
days.
At me.
Oh, babe, that's nothing.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, you're years, right. So I mean, yeah, no, you're right. But yeah, what about that? And there was sort of like an awkward silence for the next 4 to 6 hours because I was just so mortified.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with my dear mother.
Why are you pulling your face?
What?
Because you've just been mean to me.
Yeah, I'm saying it through gritted teeth. I didn't want to tell the listeners that, but yeah.
My lack of enthusiasm.
No, you're like Stalin-esque kind of...
Delegation.
Ruling.
Okay. Someone needs to be in
charge. I'm really glad I'm going on tour for 2 weeks because you are doing my nutting. You may hear a rustle of against your ears. That is me. I'm basically trying to do everything before I go on tour. I'm trying to get my grey hairs done. So bless Liz, my lovely hairstylist.
Why?
Everyone knows. It's warts and all, Mum. It's warts and all.
Then why colour it?
Touché. And we're back. So tonight we have...
A vegan.
We have, I think, a new vegan.
Is she a new vegan?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, it's really tough cooking for vegans.
Yep.
We got away with it with Annie Mac with the brunch. I think brunch is much easier with vegans. It's not going to be the sexiest dish, but it's hearty, it's really cold outside, and I've been given the task of this because Mum just couldn't be asked, could you, Mum?
Don't have any trouble with vegans, darling.
However, you will like this person.
Yeah, I know I will.
She's always been really good to me.
Yeah.
She's a very strong woman in music who has a strong opinion, which I love. It's rather fearless and bright and political. And we became mums around the same time. So whilst we were pregnant, I think lent her my spiritual midwifery book, a hippie book about home births and breathing a baby out. Neither of us breathed that baby out, I think we can both confirm, and maybe I'll be in trouble with her later when we maybe compare birth stories. Maybe she won't talk about it. I definitely sent her to my Ayurvedic guru. Her name is Paloma Faith, and we can't wait to have her on Table Manners.
Say Faith again.
Faith.
You right. Don't say Faith.
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 Sorry, Faith.
We're at South London.
Sorry. Paloma Faith.
I just kept telling myself, like, you can't be a diva and everyone else goes back to work.
When did you go back to work quite early?
Five months?
Yeah, I mean, like... But I bet you were still working before that, kind of on emails and whatnot and thinking.
Bits and bobs. But I feel like the birth was so traumatic and awful and I came so close.
I apologise.
It's all right. Mine was premature.
Oh, shit. I didn't realise that.
I had everything. Premature, cesarean.
You poor
20
thing.
Hours of labour.
Oh, babe.
And just had my piles sorted out today.
The piles is the worst thing.
It is the worst thing.
Honestly.
They never go either.
I know. I just had them injected with something.
Oh. No one tells you about
tell
that.
Tell them. Tell you about tearing your fanny. I think I prefer to have my fanny
They don't tell you
tear.
About your...
And
about
they don't them. Tell you that you get piles even if you have a cesarean. No,
that's really unfair.
No, because
that's
she
really
put
unfair.
For 20... Push
well, it was 20 hours. That's shit. Why.
Paloma, you were so unlucky there.
Would it put you off
No, of course
enough?
I want to do it again.
Yeah, I know. This is it.
So I gave it up to found the Women's Equality Party.
The fastest growing...
political party in the country. And
still growing.
Still growing.
Yeah.
Still growing. And, well, we'll see.
Does that take up a lot of your time?
No, unfortunately, it doesn't. The party's now 2 years old and it has to go off and do its thing. So we have 8 members of full-time staff now. We have offices and I have high hopes for it.
Have you got any elected...
No, it's really difficult. What I've understood, just to be serious for a brief moment, we don't have equality, and we're probably unlikely to have equality for women for another 170 years, which is where we are.
Why 170?
That's what the World Economic Forum estimates,
Shit.
How long it will take.
That's so terrible.
If we had it, it would actually be worth £70 billion to the British economy. It's actually would be really worth it, and better for everybody, not just better for women, better for men. It's better, better. What I've understood is that power is exactly related to the amount of money you have. How much can you leaflet? How much can you reach people through advertising? How much can you persuade, you know, through having lots of people on social media and so on? And we're poor. We're like most women, by comparison to the bulk of men, you know, we get paid on average 9.3% less. So women are poorer. So our party is poorer. If we had more money, I think we would get an elected official sooner. But I promise you, we will.
Can't you get what's her name from J.K. Rowling involved?
I should do.
She's
amazing. She's a divorcee. That was her.
But she's such she's quite philanthropic, and she believes in the power of women.
But she's a very powerful part of the Labour Party.
Is she still?
The thing about it is that we are available to anybody, whether you are from whichever political party, because we're not party political. Mm-hmm. The point is we're trying to get some things sorted, and once we've got them sorted, then our job will be done. It's not as we're not from the left, we're not from the right. We'd like everybody to work together and try and solve some of these problems. You know, there's some. What was the report out today that a fifth of people in this country are living in poverty? Was the Roundtree Foundation report out today. A fifth. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough for our children. It's not good enough. The pensioners, I forget how many more hundred thousands of pensioners are living in poverty, and the children who are living in poverty. And I would just love to see the parties not fighting, but all working together. And that's part of what we're trying to do, is to get people to talk to each other.
So it's not just about women's rights.
It's about equality generally in all areas
and all aspects of life.
Yeah. So I gave you a really good example. I had a friend of mine who I was with who wasn't feeling well, a woman, and I said, "Are you all right?" And she was vomiting and she was shaking. And I said to her, I think you're having a heart attack." And she said, no, I'm not. I don't have left arm pain and I don't have the tight band around my, you know, all the stuff that you see advertised. Anyway, I said, because I'm bossy, we're going to the hospital. Went to the hospital. She was having a heart attack. Now,
how did you know?
I don't know. I think I'd read something. So women's symptoms for heart attacks are not the
same. They're
different
than for women.
And it's not advertised. It's not advertised. So it's things like that that would literally save somebody's life, right? That's not advertised. So it's things in the... So equality within medicine as well, for example, would be one of our main things that we're looking to do. But I think we can be the party that will affect change. And I don't care if the Labour Party or the Tory Party or any party steals our policies, as long as they make them happen, I'm fine with that.
Absolutely fine.
Can we also talk about rewriting history?
Yes, I'm going
Please,
to rewrite
history. Please, can you introduce
history?
We have something to eat.
Yes, all right. But first let's talk about this. Rewriting history, please introduce it, Sandy. This is so important.
So one of the things that I'm obsessed with is the fact that Wikipedia is rapidly becoming the go-to thing on the internet for kids doing their homework, people wanting to know anything about history and so on. So roughly 9% of the people who contribute to Wikipedia are female and 91% are male. And the proportions of material on Wikipedia is exactly the same. 91% of the content is about men and their fabulous activities, and 9% is about women and women from history.
Why is that? Is it just because women don't contribute?
I think, you could have to generalise. You'd have to... Women don't contribute, yes, but women are literally being left out of history. That is what's happening, because the content is so overwhelmingly male. So I'm obsessed with women's history. It's one of my great passions, and I give talks.
Is that what you did at university?
No, I read to be a human rights lawyer.
Did you?
Yeah. But I'm obsessed with women's history, and I am writing a show, which I'm very much hoping
to
come and do, where we will tour around the country, and it'll be funny and jolly, and it'll say the bits of women's history that you don't know about and the bits that have been left out and the stuff around the world. And then I'm hoping to get every single member of the audience to commit to putting another woman into Wikipedia. So my plan is to literally rewrite history.
Do you want to eat something?
Should we eat something?
Right, this is the lamb.
This looks heaven.
Jessica!
Sorry, I just think it's...
Jessica!
Sorry, I think you need...
Has it gone mad? You put bloody oil all over it.
It's nice olive oil.
Jessie, that's not even... It wasn't the... You don't even know where the olive oil's from. It's not your olive oil.
Oh.
Well, it looks lovely.
Lake Como olive oil.
It looks lovely.
Fuck off, Mum. It's just a bit of olive oil. Nobody gets angry about.
Jesus Christ! Fucking olive oil.
Feels like I'm in the family now.
Mum?
What?
Should you go first, or shall I?
You can go first.
No, you go first.
I love her.
I love her so much.
Me too. She's a goddess.
She's just the best.
Just very easy company. Just so clever. Tells you all you need to know about everything.
You put your Radio 4 voice on for her, you know
did
that?
Did I?
You did.
It's because I've heard her.
The news, my good friend Simon Hoggart.
Oh, shut up. I've heard her on Radio 4.
Oh, Radio 4. Shut up, love to listen to it.
I thought it was my best meal.
It was good. All I'll say, it was delicious.
Shit.
It was delicious.
Except for the oil you put on the...
No, the olive oil was perfect.
Yeah.
All I'll say is I would have loved a little gravy.
Jessie... Lebanese people don't have gravy. It was moist lamb. It was cooked for 40 minutes.
It was really good, Mum.
Jessie, the cake.
Let's talk about the cake.
Let's talk about the cake.
It was...
gorgeous.
A success. A massive success.
Massive. I asked her...
Maybe you are a baker.
No. I asked her, is this good enough for Bake Off? And she just looked at me and she said, no.
She went, darling, come on.
How could she have said that?
I feel like we could have spoken for hours, and I feel like she teaches you something and you learn, and we're all going to enroll. I feel a bit embarrassed. None of us are enrolled in
the Women's Equality Women's Party. Equality we're all joining party, tonight. But,
you know what? And if you're listening, instead of rating us 5 stars, maybe you should go and just join the Women's Equality Party instead.
And make a difference.
And make a difference. That she's inspiring, that woman. Mum. I really feel like we're getting the hang of this podcast, though.
Do you think?
Yeah. And I think we've just gone so highbrow now that we've had Sando.
Keep it up, Jessie.
We need to keep it up.
Yes. You know what Grandma used to say? What? If you bend down in the gutter, you pick up nothing. Keep high.
Pushy. Jewish.
Mother.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.